Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are hanging out at Line Drive in Coppell. This is where the G-Bag Nation was the other day. And if you heard us talking about it, it's basically a modern baseball laboratory.
I love baseball.
I do too, Josh. And so before we went on the air, we got to talking about what they're doing out here and how it translates to other sports. And I started getting all geeked up about it, KT, because as you know, I'm kind of nerdy on this stuff. Mm-hmm. And so to take this and push it way further down the trail, we have former major leaguer, including a very short stint with the Rangers. He was with the Rays. He was with the Dodgers. And he is here at Line Drive in Coppell. It's Justin Ruggiano. How you doing, Justin?
I'm doing well, guys.
Really nice to have you on the show here. And first of all, I think before we start getting into all these different branches on this this tree here, let's talk about what this is. This is, you know, kind of called it a baseball laboratory, but how would you describe this to someone who's never been here?
I think that's a perfect way to describe this place. It's a place to come in here and take a good look at what your swing looks like, either with an avatar or a coach or a video screen, and break it down. You know, be real with yourself and try to address some issues that you might have or shortcomings that you might have throughout your swing and try to work at it for a good couple months.
At what point in your career did analytics start becoming a bigger deal and kind of start come to your attention?
Oh, I'd say probably around 2012 or 13, It seemed like it's kind of when it really picked up. That's when I noticed I was playing against lefties versus righties more often. And you just start hearing the talk a lot. You know, you hear all the abbreviations and try to put them together. And now I actually really appreciate it. I think there's some really good sabermetric stats out there that, you know, can tell a clearer picture for guys who may, you know, not be able to recognize it with their own eyes.
Mm-hmm. I think I love the way you worded that, because I think if you've grown up doing something a certain way, there's resistance to this new thing until you have success with the new thing, right?
Absolutely.
Well, no, that's this thing other people do. I do it this way, and this is the way we're going to do it, and blah, blah, blah. But one thing that's real interesting to me is, so you guys have this monitor, and I saw you sitting there, at the controls, and it's basically, for lack of a better term, it's like this robotic kind of avatar showing, you know, the degree of the angle of the hips, of the shoulders, and all these different things. And I'm looking at that going, okay, that's a computer model, and that's accurate. How do you take, and you know better than anybody because you played, how do you convey that information that we're seeing on a computer screen to a player so that he can apply what he's seeing to get better?
Well, I think it helps to, you know, you can only coach a player so much with your words and tell them, hey, you're doing this, you're doing that. But when you actually put something on them that's, backed with an avatar and angles, it lets them see the whole picture too and kind of step back and say, oh, I am doing this. Maybe I can, you know, put the emphasis on my lower half a little bit more to get square. Or, along with the coaches and their visuals, it just gives a player another tool to make the changes.
I'm people have a tendency to kind of bring things back to their own situation.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm looking at that going, okay, I've looked at some golf videos like this before, but I'm 47. If I had been doing this when I was 12, I think I had a hell of a better shot at being a better golfer. So my question is, the goal of this is to get this to the young baseball players so they can do it, because you just soak up so more when you're younger, and if it's part of how you do the thing, it's going to be a part of everything that you do.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm thinking about, man, I could have shortened my off-season workouts by about half the amount of time. I used to come back, and I'd start hitting November sometimes because I felt like, oh, I'm gonna grind this out here. And I used to go see Ronnie all the time, mm-hmm. being in the Dallas area, and Ronnie Ortegon, that is. And we'd start working on things in November. And I'm sitting here thinking, well, if I had this technology when I was playing, I could have probably shortened the time into maybe just 2 months, December and January hit, and then head out to spring training. It's just a great tool for these kids to come out here. It's fun for them, too. You know, mm-hmm. you get to put these sensors on, and you turn into a robot. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that, you know?
Yeah, right.
People are working on their dance moves and their Fortnite moves, you know, stuff. So, You know, you just try to have fun with it and then also learn a little something and then show the kid exactly, you know, where they can improve throughout their swing.
And I think any type of competitor, you know, wants to get an edge of some sort, and it's a great way to just kind of get ahead of the game. I'm always fascinated by, it doesn't matter what sports, but you see sports figures who will have some real hardcore opinion against analytics and against, you know, the future of sports.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, things are changing. Why wouldn't you want to educate yourself or, you know, get another perspective just to see what it's about?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any chance you have to keep up with the evolution of whatever game you're in or, you know, whatever you're in, I think it'd be foolish to not take that information and try to learn something from it. If it's not everything, a piece, 15% of it, you know, just take something to gain some knowledge, a different perspective, and grow from it. That's life, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is former major leaguer Justin Ruggiano here at Line Drive in Coppell. So how did you get involved in this? Is this your place, or are you coaching out of this facility? How are you tied in here?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing some coaching clinics out of here, and you know, Ronnie Ortegon is like my hitting mentor. I met him in 2007 when I moved to Dallas from Austin. And he is highly involved with this place, and him and Tom kind of asked me to come out there and do some things, and it's just kind of turned into, you know, I got set Thursday clinics where I come out and I work with, you know, 15 kids at a time if I can. But, you know, when we hook up these machines to the kids, that's very rare. They got to kind of request it, and we get them out here, and we hook them all up and turn them into robots, and that's what we're doing here tonight.
Is this one of those things where 5 years ago or 6 years ago or maybe even younger you thought, I'm going to get into coaching, I'm going to get into developing young players, or do you just kind of back your way into this?
No, I think I always had a passion for it, you know, just growing up in the game, grinding. I mean, I think it's a lot easier to be a coach when you're a very average player. You know, I don't mind calling myself that, but I mean, I had to work really hard and throughout the season, you know, break down a lot of video myself and be honest with myself. And, you know, when you're constantly trying to pick up on your own flaws and improve for the next game, it makes it easier because you've seen it, you know, done so many different wrong ways yourself, and you watch so many other good players do it the right way all the time consistently, you start seeing the differences and the possibilities of things that you can do differently to improve and make it more consistent.
So a little earlier when we found out we were having you on, I just kind of a brief scan of your career and where you were, and I pieced together, because a couple of your stops were Seattle and the Dodgers, and I pieced it together, and we talked about it in the break. You had a stop with Chris Woodward. He was your coach in Seattle, correct?
That's right.
So what would you say your early reaction is? Because as Ranger fans, I think a lot of people don't know much about him probably as a person. Just don't know that yet. I think the early returns are pretty good in interviews, but that's basically how they know the guy so far. What can you tell us about Chris Woodward?
I think you guys have reason to be excited right now. He is a phenomenal coach, communicator, just a good person all around. I think it's a guy that I recommended highly whenever Dodgers asked me, you know, what do you think about Chris Woodward? Same thing came out of my mouth. I mean, he's just a good coach, and you enjoy going to the clubhouse every day, and if he's the first guy you see, it puts you in a good mood. He's just one of those guys.
Do you feel, we've talked about this a lot, do you feel like managers are viewed differently than they were 10 years ago, or do you not see it as being that extreme? And what is, I know every situation is different, but what is important about being a manager in modern baseball?
I think it's having a pulse on the clubhouse, right? You're managing 25 alpha males in a clubhouse for 162 games plus. So you just got to really have a good feel for what your, you know, players are going through. You know, there's a lot of, you know, analytical breakdown that we do for the players, but there's also the human feel that we have, right?
Right.
And stuff that guys are going through back home, and, you know, the good managers really know what's going on, when guys need a break, and, you know, and when to push certain guys.
Where did you grow up and spend most of your time? It says
Austin.
Obviously, like, now you're an athlete or an ex-athlete.
Ex, yeah.
You're still an athlete.
You can go to Wikipedia and find up. And it says you were born in Austin, but you lived in Austin for a long time.
Yeah, I grew up there.
And how did you end up at Texas A&M?
junior college route. Nobody wanted me out of high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I went Seminole Junior College, Blinn Junior College, and then Texas A&M for 2 years.
Did you grow up a Horns fan?
I grew up.
And then switch?
Yeah, I grew up a Horns fan, but when they didn't want me, I just changed real quick. Of course, I went to A&M, so I have no choice but to hate the Horns now.
Okay, hold on. I'm doing the math in my head. You may be too young. You weren't at Blinn when Birdman was there on the basketball team.
What year was that?
I'm thinking he might be 40 now. He might be too much older than you.
I was 01 at Blinn.
Yeah.
And apparently I missed him and Cam. Was Cam at Blinn?
Oh, yeah. Birdman's about 4 years older than Justin here.
Okay.
He's
okay.
40.
Justin's a young guy.
I knew that. I just was trying to put it I couldn't remember how old Birdman was.
Well, compared to you, he's a young guy.
When your whole body is covered in one giant tattoo, right, it sort of ages you in a weird way, I think. Kind of hard to figure all that out. Okay. So, Austin, though. What it was like, because Austin's an incredible, unique town, and it changed a lot. I went to college there in the early 90s, and then like 89, 90, and then it changed in about 94, 95, I think because of Dell computers. But
yeah.
What was life like growing up in Austin? I just think it's such a unique town.
I loved it. I mean, it's still my favorite town. It's changed, obviously. I guess I was probably 12 years old when you were going to school or something like that, but... You know, we got to experience, like, the glory days of what I felt like Austin was.
Right.
The ability to go all day long outside and enjoy the nature and the creeks and the lakes.
Yep.
And then go hit up Sixth Street if you wanted to, you know.
Right.
It's a phenomenal place. And now it's turning to a technology-driven
corporate
city.
Austin is a different animal.
Sure.
It's a different animal.
But it still has its little hidden gems that, you know, if you're a local and grew up there, you know where to go.
Okay, before we let you go... give us, because there's people that have been texting in while we're doing the segment. They're like, do I have to get a membership? Can I just drop by with my kid? If someone's asking you about Line Drive, what are you telling them? How can they get involved and get their kids out here, even if they're young players themselves that want to develop?
Yeah, I'd say first and foremost, go to the ithinklinedrive.com website, and you can kind of, you know, get an idea where the two locations are, and just come in. Just come in the doors. You can book memberships, I believe, just from the website. It's a great place. It's a phenomenal place for kids who are looking to make that next jump at whatever level they're at right now.
Justin, we appreciate the time. Thank you for jumping on with us. You made our show way more handsome. Thank you very much. We were really struggling. KT and I are pretty worn out.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming on the show and giving us the science, man.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Former major leaguer Justin Ruggiano right here on the Ben and Skin Show. 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.